gospel of Christ.
And now, James Gravel.
How much do you know about God's Word, the Bible? In our last presentation, we noted that the Bible, which was written by over 40 different men in a span covering approximately 1,600 years, exhibits an amazing unity that defies naturalistic explanation. Consider this analogy. Suppose you assembled 40 contemporary scholars with the highest academic training possible in a single field of study. For example, imagine that you took 40 people with Ph.D. degrees in world history, placed them in a room, and asked them to write a 20-page paper on a single topic, the causes of World War II. What kind of consensus do you think you would find when their essays were complete? Likely those 40 scholars would be unable to agree on all but a few points. In fact, their compositions probably would be significant more for the disagreements than for the agreements. Most of the Bible writers, by contrast, never even met another biblical writer, and certainly were not trained in the same field of study as their fellow writers. Nor were they allowed to write on a single topic in which they already had an interest. Yet they produced a book that is unified from beginning to end. For example, even though the various books of the Bible were written by different men with different training, who lived in different eras, each book complements the others by presenting a single, unified theme. From Genesis to Revelation, there is a marvelous unfolding of the general theme of man's fall from his holy status before God. God's plan for man's redemption, as carefully worked out across the centuries, the sinless life and atoning death of Jesus Christ, and the ultimate victory of the Christian system. In essence, the Bible is a story of one problem, sin, with one solution, Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, the overriding message is, someone is coming. In the New Testament, that message is, someone has come. This kind of unity attests to the fact that there was a superintending intelligence behind it. So many writers over so many years covering so many themes simply could not have been so harmonious by accident. Join us in our next program as we continue our examination of God's Word, the Bible.
If you would like to know more about today's topic or more about the Gospel of Christ, join us online at www.thegospelofchrist.com. Again, that address is thegospelofchrist.com.
This is the Gospel.